T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're back on Total Information AM. And of course, development is a huge topic of conversation in and around St. Louis, where things are going. Downtown growth is a big topic of conversation right now. New soccer stadium coming in. They're closing ramps on Interstate 64. They're going to close for good so they can grow more in the downtown area. But what is it going to look like 10 years from now? Maybe beyond that. That is the topic coming up at the library this week on Tuesday the 28th. Anthony Townsend, a futurist who looks at all these sorts of things and tries to make sense of the tea leaves, is going to be there to talk about this. And he joins us now. Good morning, Anthony. Thanks you for joining us on KMOX.
Good morning.
And I guess that's the big question, is the growth of the downtown area. You've done research on it. What is the takeaway as far as where our downtown is headed?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more of the same. Downtowns everywhere are recovering from 50 years of decline, and technology in particular is a big part of making that happen. So it's making it easier to get a ride in, get a ride out, making it easier to find opportunities for entertainment or dining or meeting other people. And making all the things that we go downtown for, whether it's shopping or museums or performances, that much more engaging by letting us take pictures and share photos and videos and things like that.
There's a cool factor to downtown areas, and I think we're seeing that with what's growing here in St. Louis and some of the things that are being constructed right now, a place called the City Foundry over near the Cortex District, which, of course, is booming. Is entertainment as much a part of this as job opportunities in downtown areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you kind of boil everything down, the reason downtowns are doing well is because they provide access. They make it easy to get to whatever it is or whoever it is you want to meet with, whether it's for work or for fun, in a short amount of time. And, you know, the irony of the digital age is that when we're connected to everybody, we're more choosy about who we want to actually spend time with. And downtowns make it easy to have access to a wide variety of people and places and experiences without having to, you know, drive around and see whether something's happening, at one place or another. You can just sort of pop between them.
What is holding downtowns back? Because there obviously are things that there was a reason they declined to begin with. There's some semblance of a comeback now. We're seeing this in St. Louis. They're seeing it in other cities as well. But there's got to be something there that is still kind of the barrier. What do you see that as being?
Yeah, I think the biggest barrier right now is perception. We know that downtown St. Louis has a negative perception, particularly around crime. And that's something that the numbers are moving in the right direction. But, you know, generations of bad experiences take a while to undo. I think there's also a perception gap between all of the exciting stuff that's happening in dining and entertainment and the arts that hasn't really gotten out to a bigger audience either. And so, you know, what's exciting and what we've seen work in other downtowns is that there's civic organizations that are, you know, really working hard to both get the right government resources focused on, you know, addressing the crime issue, and also telling a better story about what's actually happening and all the great cultural activities that are popping up all over the place.
Well, tell me this: 10 years down the road, it's 2030. What do you see as different about downtown St. Louis? What does it look like then?
I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more people there around the clock. They're going to be working in industries that don't even exist today. They're going to be using technology in remarkable ways, both to do their work and to have fun. We're also going to see probably a pretty big shift towards technologies that allow them to live more sustainably, whether that's skyscrapers made out of wood or, you know, paint that can harvest energy from the sun. These are all things that are being developed and are being built in other cities, and you're going to see them in St. Louis in the next 10 years.
Well, that is certainly something to think about. Wooden skyscrapers. Chew on that one for a second, folks. You can take in much more of this coming up again on Tuesday evening. It's at the main library downtown, 6 to 7 o'clock. And Anthony Townsend will be talking about why cities are amazing and how technology makes them work. Anthony, thank you for joining us here on KMOX.
Thanks. My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.